California lawmakers and public health officials gathered in Los Angeles to condemn the GOP budget and its impacts on women's reproductive health. This component of Trump's tax bill is currently being blocked by a preliminary injunction granted on the 21st by the U.S. District Court in Massachusetts. The president of Planned Parenthood Los Angeles, Sue Dunlap, explained the significance of her organization's legal challenge.
What the lawsuit is doing right now is it's put in place essentially a barrier. Think of it as a restraining order or an injunction. And it's creating an opportunity for us to continue to provide care as the lawyers step back and say to the courts, this is not okay. It is not okay to target Planned Parenthood in this way and make sure that people all across the country can't use Medicaid to choose their provider.
Planned Parenthood Federation of America and its affiliates are fighting to block part of the tax bill they say is designed to target their clinics. The provision would end Medicaid payments to abortion providers like Planned Parenthood that primarily offer family planning services and received more than $800,000 from Medicaid in 2023. Although Planned Parenthood is not specifically named in the statute, which went into effect July 4th, the organization's leaders say it was meant to affect their nearly 600 centers in 47 states. However, a major medical provider in Maine and others have also been hit. LA County Department of Public Health Director Dr. Barbara Ferrer warned that a public health crisis would ensue if Planned Parenthood were to be successfully defunded. She suggested that patients might delay treatment or go entirely without until their condition becomes an emergency, the consequences of which would have far-reaching effects.
Most importantly, poor health outcomes for those who are already experiencing the largest inequities in health. Higher costs and a heavier burden on hospital emergency rooms, alongside a deepening gap in health outcomes across our county. When we shrink the capacity of Planned Parenthood to continue their work, we're not just cutting benefits. We're not just cutting budgets, we're cutting lives short.
An estimated 1 out of every 3 women and 1 in 10 men nationally has received care from Planned Parenthood at least once in their lifetime, and this number is even higher among individuals with Medicaid, 43% of whom have received services there. Nearly half of Planned Parenthood's patients rely on Medicaid. In California alone, more than 1.3 million patient visits are at risk. Los Angeles County Supervisor Holly Mitchell discussed the effect this change would have on her county.
Stripping Medicaid funding from Planned Parenthood, again, isn't just an attack on clinics, it's an attack on people. Shutting down health centers threatens the well-being of Black and Brown communities, low-income families, and countless others who rely on Planned Parenthood as their only source of care. For the 300,000 children under 18 in my district alone who depend on social services, reproductive health education, and services, these kinds of services are literally life-sustaining and life-saving.
By law, no federal funds go to support abortion services. That law has been in place since well before the passage of the Big Beautiful Bill, and with it, what LA Congressman Cam Lager Dove is calling a pernicious, dangerous provision. If allowed to remain in place, that provision would stop Planned Parenthood and other facilities from providing not only abortion services to Medicaid recipients, but also cancer screenings, STI testing, birth control, primary care, and prenatal care. Taking an even wider view, Kim Lager Dove discussed the effects this bill would have on jobs around the country.
This Republican Congress, this Trump administration, is making it illegal and dangerous for providers to offer care, for women to seek care, and for family members to work with their loved ones to get care. I'm going to say this as well. It is not just about patients, it is about jobs, and it is about access. When you are talking about closing down community clinics, urgent care centers, and hospitals, when you are talking about getting rid of jobs that help keep Los Angeles safe, That is when you know that we are in the crosshairs.
The temporary restraining order that was filed by U.S. District Judge Indira Talwani expired on July 21st. In its place, the judge granted a preliminary injunction declaring that the plaintiffs had demonstrated sufficient likelihood of success in their motion to overturn the provision. For KPFA News, I'm Dahlia Lozier.